You lovers of this nation of high and low station, I pray give attention and listen to me. It's of a couple I overheard talking as I went to walk in some friend's bar to see. It happened to be on a clear summer's morning as I was a-roving a field so wide. By rays of bright Venus, the hilltops were awning, surrounding the banks of the black water's side. He says, my fair maiden, we've long enough tarried, we're both fit for wedlock, so plainly you see. Now if you're inclined in wedlock to join, come say or nay, you must answer me now. No hesitating, but come without waiting, in the band of wedlocks we soon will be tied. For it's true I adore you, I prize none before you, you blooming sweet youth of the black water side. She says, my young friend, the truth I've discovered, I mean to live single a while longer yet. My clothing is bare and I've nothing to spare, and to be your wife I am sure I'm not fit. My father's in Indore, he's gone there for riches, and with my old mother I mean to reside. I will here take my lot in this lone little cot on the lovely sweet banks of the black water side. He says, if you do, you might happen to rue that another in view that won't be denied. But if labor's in vain, I'll not ask you again. I'm not sought for coaxing, that you may rely. But I give you the proper accept of my offer. In the band of wedlock we soon will be tied. I'll support you through life as my dear loving wife. You're the lonely sweet maid of the black water's side. Fair maid, he did say, I don't mean to delay. I'll marry straightway with a blooming and fair. At the age of 16, if she's handsome and clean, and as for her fortune, I'm sure I don't care. And as for her clothing, that never will grieve me. With her I will roam the field so wide. But it's you I admire, so grant my desire. It's you I require from the black water's side. This maiden arose, to her mother she goes, and telling her mother that story you see. She gave her consent, and away those two went, and got joined in wedlocks in sweet unity. May the fortune increase, and the troubles grow less, and in all sorts of pleasure may they always reside. Now it's the truth I am telling, and you'll find their dwelling on the lonely sweet banks of...